Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 23, question 59. What does it help thee now that thou believest all this, that I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life? Question 60. How art thou righteous before God? Only by true faith in Jesus Christ, that is, although my conscience accuse me, that I have grievously sinned against all the commandments of God, and have never kept any of them, and am still prone always to all evil, yet God, without any merit of mine, of mere grace, grants and imputes to me the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ, as if I had never committed nor had any sin, and had myself accomplished all the obedience which Christ has fulfilled for me, if only I accept such benefit with a believing heart. And question 61, why sayest thou that thou art righteous by faith only? Not that I am acceptable to God on account of the worthiness of my faith, but because only the satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ is my righteousness before God, and I can receive the same and make it my own in no other way than by faith only. In many ways, this is the heart of the Catechism, which is why in Lord's Day 23, you basically have the same thing said at least three times in each of the three questions. What does it help that you believe? That I'm righteous. How are you righteous? Only by true faith. Why do you say that you're righteous by faith only? Because the righteousness of Christ is received and made your own in no other way than by faith only. You can see how all of these go together and basically cover the same territory from different points of view. Now, one of the sticking points or one of the difficulties that people sometimes have in accepting that doctrine is the idea that Christ's righteousness becomes ours. Sometimes even when people say that they believe in justification by faith, what they really mean is that they consider their faith as a new obedience to a scaled-down version of God's law. And so what God really did in Christ was he lowered the standard. He changed the bar so that now you could meet it. And that's where they identify God's grace. But there is no way to lower the bar so that sinful human beings could consistently meet it. But there's also no way from the standpoint of a perfectly holy God to acceptably lower the bar. So that's not what justification by faith alone means. Justification by faith alone means that God has provided a perfect righteousness through the perfect life and death of Christ. And that righteousness is received by faith. Now, that whole idea of us receiving righteousness is taught pretty clearly in Scripture. Let me give you just one of the proof texts that the Catechism uses for this, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30. But of him, that is to say, but of God or by God's action, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Who became to you righteousness from God? Christ Jesus. So what is your righteousness? It's not your obedience. It's not your act of faith. It's the perfect righteousness of the person whom you receive by faith, to whom you are united by God's Spirit on his part and by faith on your part. Well, that certainly is a reason for joy. That certainly nurtures Christian confidence. God didn't change the standard for me. God provided somebody who met the standard and incorporated me into Christ. That's a solid salvation. That's a salvation that all my failures cannot undermine. Praise God for the righteousness of Christ.